The Arts Edge at CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby Mountain. Tonight's show is a re-airing of a show from May 2019.
You are listening to Symphony in the Morning with Ryan Chilton on CJSF 90.1 FM, playing concert band, classical, symphony, and choral music.
Tune in to Symphony in the Morning, Wednesdays 8 to 9 a.m. for classical and contemporary orchestral music with Ryan Chilton to start your mornings right. Missed a show? Head on over to cjsf.ca or check us out on SoundCloud for podcasts of past episodes. CJSF 90.1 FM, diverse, independent, yours.
Thanks for tuning in to another edition of The Arts Edge. This is Annie Roach, and on tonight's show, we're going to be featuring an eclectic mix of Canadian and American singer-songwriters. And in the second half of the show, I will be airing a radio tale called Waking Up in Grad School. It looks at how music weaves through my life, which is a pretty common theme on this show, and specifically focused around how I came back to school and how school has made a difference in my life, and how music fits into that whole thing. That's in the second half of the show. So to start things off, I've got a tune from Canadian iconic singer Joni Mitchell. Off her 1971 album Hits, here we go with A Case of You.
You said, I am as constant as a northern star, and I said, constantly in the darkness, where's that at? If you want me, I'll be in the bar, on the back of a cartoon coaster, in a blue TV screen light. I drew a map of Canada. On it twice. Oh, you're in my blood like holy wine. It tastes so bitter and so sweet. Oh, I could drink a case of you, darling, and I would still be on my feet. Oh, I would still be on. Touching souls, surely you touch my anchor. Part of you pours out of me in these lines from time to time. Oh, you're in my blood like holy wine. It tastes so bitter and so sweet. Oh, she said, go to him, stay with him if you can, but but be prepared to bleed. Oh, but you are in my blood, you're my holy wine, you're so bitter, bitter and so sweet, oh, I could drink a case of you.
Going. I've got a song from a woman who was originally from Vancouver and currently resides in Toronto. She goes by the name Oh Susanna. Here we go with Back Dirt Road.
Society is a registered charity dedicated to using the media arts to support youth-led community development. It also encourages peer-based expression and education and promotes social change. Access to Media Education Society is built on a commitment to accessibility, diversity, and inclusivity, and its goal is to engage marginalized youth in personally and socially transformative storytelling practices. It provides participants with concrete skills and collaborative opportunities to produce powerful, authentic media artworks that promote dialogue, expand horizons, and help foster creative resilience. For more information on this awesome initiative, please visit the Facebook page, Access to Media Education Society.
Hi there, this is Jan Arden, and if you're listening to something fabulous, well, you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, Simon Fraser University Radio, streaming on the internet at cjsf.ca.
This is broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain.
Tokyo or Shanghai, Tuesday in Taipei, some beach in Thailand underneath the moon. Let's hit Mongolia, Siberia, Iceland, I'm hearing you. I love you and I hope to see you soon. So let's take the show on the road, boys. Let's take the show on the road. The city's getting crowded and the weather's getting cold, and we ain't getting anything but old.
And that was Toronto band Freeman Dre and the Kitchen Party off their 2011 CD, Red Door, Second Floor. That tune was Let's Take the Show on the Road. In keeping with our tune of school and education, I've got a great song going back a few years to 1974 and Crime of the Century. Here we go with Supertramp's iconic tune, School.
Your books, you got to learn the golden rule. Teacher tells you stop your play and get on with your work, and be like Johnny Too Good. Don't you know he never shirks? He's coming along.
was waiting for, and my time was running wild in million dead-end streets, and every time I thought I got it made, it seemed the taste was not so sweet. So I turned myself to face me, but I've never caught a glimpse of how the others must see the faker. I'm much too fast to take that test.
Changes. Turn and face the strain.
Changes.
Don't wanna be a richer man.
Size, but never leave the stream of warm permanent sand. So the days float through my eyes, but still the days seem the same. And these children that you spit on as they try to change their worlds are immune to your consultations. They're quite aware of what they're going through.
Changes.
Turn and face the strain.
Changes.
Don't tell them to grow up.
Is an SFU history moment.
In 1980, SFU established the Department of Women's Studies. Since then, the area has evolved into the Department of Gender, Sexuality, and Women's Studies.
The SFU program has gained a national reputation for its significant impact on women in British Columbia. With a focus on informing, involving, and empowering women, the department continues to build a network of feminists and activists to organize against social and economic exploitation of women globally.
So this brings us to the Story Corner portion of tonight's show. As promised, I've got a radio tale for you. This one is number 26, Waking Up in Grad School. It's the longer radio version than the one that's being submitted in my thesis. I'm playing most of the songs. I'm playing the entire song or large portions. So be patient if you're just here for the story portion. It's all connected and it's all related. And so sit back and I hope you enjoy it. Radio Tale number 26, Waking Up in Grad School.
Hello, is there anybody in there? Just nod if you can hear me. Is there anyone home? Come on, come on now. I hear you breathing down. Well, I can ease your pain, get you on your feet again.
Before graduate school, I was asleep in my life. While I had always been somewhat self-aware, street smart, and observant of the world around me, there was something I wasn't seeing. I just didn't see the big picture. While I failed to see the forest through the trees or the branches, I also couldn't see some things within my family that were right in front of my face. It seems that I had a skewed perspective of my lived experience, which prevented me from seeing what was right in front of me. Little did I know, I have been asking the right questions my entire life. My inquiry has always been in the right ballpark, so to speak. As I ask questions about my ancestry, maternal and paternal, and questions about my DNA, who do I look like? Who do I take after? What was my grandfather like? Where do our people descend from? Despite my incessant questioning that rises up every few years, people always avoided my inquiry. And so the questions that I sought in my mind were out of reach. Little did I realize they were closer than I thought, tugging at my sleeve, in fact, whispering, "Wait, you know me." Although I eventually stopped asking the pertinent questions regarding my ancestry, my inquiry started up again after my mother died. I began to ask questions about family, genealogy, ancestry. After I had excavated all that I could through family documents and interviews with family and friends, I journeyed to my mother's childhood home in McGee, Saskatchewan, where I spent time with her lifelong friend, Yvonne Savage, a woman whom Mum met when she went to boarding school at the Catholic convent in Rosetown, Saskatchewan. Although my mom's friend provided me with much information about my mom's childhood and her consequential plight with mental illness, there were still many questions that only time would reveal.